Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, from the Institute for Decision Excellence in Leadership. Well, we've got a very, very important and difficult question that we're going to be answering from one of our listeners today. I'm going to read it to you,
yes.
Rich, and to Steve, and we'll take an opportunity to try to respond. This school shooting in Newtown has me really, really rattled. I didn't want to let go of my girls when I picked them up at school and daycare on Friday. I don't want to let them out of my sight even now. I've stayed away from the news as much as possible, but I remain scattered. I can't get my head around how something like this could happen. What can I do to get past this?
Yeah, this is absolutely heartbreaking. And this person has the natural human desire to protect her children or his children. Okay? To get past it, you need to let yourself feel the grief fully about what's happened, and to let yourself feel the urge to protect your own children and take reasonable steps, and let yourself talk about it with other people who also feel that tremendous grief and anger about all of this, right? So that we can then begin to take steps to change so that we can actually protect our children. And one of the things, Steve and Linda, that I think this may have the potential to change our culture. We've been a culture that has been really fixed on the idea that a gun will somehow protect us, that owning guns and having guns is going to somehow help us survive. Now, our survival instinct is the most basic instinct we have. And the thought of having a gun and all of the Hollywood movies that glorify having guns and show people, you know, triumphing over people with guns, et cetera, supports that idea that if we own a gun, we're going to somehow be able to protect the people we love.
Well, but the data doesn't show that.
Unfortunately, the data doesn't show that. In fact, it's quite the opposite. If you own a gun, just like in Newtown, you're much more likely to get killed. And oftentimes with your own gun, than you are to be able to protect yourself. Okay? That doesn't show it. There's a lot of data that shows if there's an angry situation and there's a gun present, there's much more likely that angry situation is going to end in a violent act than if there is no gun present. So the data goes in the opposite direction. And as a country, we've been living in the idea that somehow if we have a gun, we're going to be able to protect ourselves when the odds are not with that idea. Don't support that.
And this has really nothing to do with people who choose to hunt, because the kinds of weapons that we're talking about have nothing to do with going out and hunting.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So the good thing, if there is such a thing in this situation, about this grief and this tremendous horror that we feel, is that letting ourselves know the full extent of this grief and how horrendous it is for those families and those kids, that may help us change this and really face these facts finally and change the norm in the country of gun ownership and denying our feelings is the best way to go.
As horrific as this has been,
yes.
And I certainly have been heartbroken consistently,
yes,
since it began.
Yeah.
I've been heartbroken since Columbine.
Right.
And every single event since then, Virginia,
yes,
Tech, I could, yeah, name them, literally,
yeah,
reel them right
over
off.
Over and over, right.
Over and over, my heart,
yeah,
is breaking.
I know.
Yes,
it seems like our country's reactions are strong, and then they fade, and we're right,
yeah,
back where we were. And you seem, yeah, to feel this time it's going to be different, maybe?
It might be different, Steve, because one of the things that happened that was, I think, absolutely fantastic was that President Obama cried on the world stage about this. He was feeling, what if this happened to my daughters?
Mm.
You know, I was feeling, what if this happened to my sons? You know, and finally, and you could see both the tremendous grief he was having, but also the steely resolve in his face when he was talking about,
yeah,
this.
Really,
you could
genuine.
See that. Yes,
yeah,
genuine. And finally, for the person who is in the most powerful job in the world, and a man, to cry makes the space for other people in the world to allow themselves to fully feel this grief and this anger about this situation, in order to make a good decision, you need both your head and your heart. And Obama, what he did was he is now saying, look, for a powerful man to feel this grief and to say we cannot let our children get slaughtered like this anymore, that allows other people to feel the same way and to start to act and to let ourselves feel our feelings. Men especially have a great deal of difficulty letting ourselves and other people know about our tender side. He showed that. He made it acceptable in a way that will never be forgotten. Right? So now I think, Steve, it may be possible for people who have been living in the kind of thought that, you know, a gun is going to help me, right? Well, it's true. Occasionally it will. The odds are that it won't. The right, odds are against right. it. And, you know, if you think about it, how many times have, you know, if you had a pistol in your pocket, right, and somebody comes in with an assault rifle wearing body armor or whatever, are you going to actually be able to protect yourself? Come on.
No, right? My reaction is always that people say you defend yourself. I probably could count on one hand the times that I've heard about somebody thwarting an intruder with a gun.
Right.
You know,
very rare.
The gun proponents make it seem like that happens all the time, and it just doesn't.
But the issue goes beyond that, and I think the thing that troubles me most is that our culture has been one that has glorified this kind of Rambo-like character, guns ablazing.
That's the denial of the grief, Linda. That's the denial of the basic connection between ourselves and our children. And now we're finally letting ourselves feel. This is what it feels like when you see those kids' faces on the news and you feel just heartbroken. Finally, we're able to say, yes, this is the horror.
I pray that you're right.
I do, too.
I pray you do. Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu.